they're unbaptized children. The reason they're there is because of their they were born before Christ's coming. Now this, I found this image in Sandra Ingerman's book called Soul Retrieval. And Sandra Ingerman is a shamanic practitioner in the modern shamanic tradition of Michael Harner and others. And she practices a process called soul retrieval, where she goes into trance when she's sitting with a patient and enters non-ordinary reality, and with the understanding that the soul of this trauma victim has been lost in the other world, and this leaves the host personality weakened and lacking in vitality until this part is retrieved. And Ingerman does this through her own trance work, and she goes into these spaces to find the errant soul. And the Cave of the Lost Children, she says, is, quote, one of the most heart-wrenching places in all of the inner worlds. In one of her journeys for a patient, Ellen, she finds herself in such a cave. Quote, as my eyes adjust, and she's doing this all imaginally, you understand, to the darkness, I see the outlines of hundreds of children of all races huddling together in the cave, hundreds of huge sad eyes, black, brown, blue, stare back at me. My heart contracts with pain as I see them in their timeless reality, lost, unwanted, and frightened. So I just found this fascinating. I mean, here we have a medieval manuscript of the lost children, the Cave of the Lost Children, and now we have a contemporary shamanic practitioner who finds the same imagery in her trance states, the lost parts of the self that are caught in a kind of inner unconscious hell. Now, in limbo, Dante is overcome with sadness, realizing that his guide himself was one of those virtuous pagans suspended in limbo, because he lived there before Christ's birth. And he asks Virgil, has anybody ever gotten out of this place? And Virgil says, well, when I was newly in this state, I saw one come in majesty and awe, and on his head were crowns of victory. Our great first father's spirit, Adam, he reached out for Adam and withdrew him, and Abel and Noah and Moses, King David, Abraham, Rachel, with many another and of his chosen nature. And children, these did he bless. And know that ere that day, no human soul had ever seen salvation. Now, do you know the event to which he's alluding? Are there any good Catholics here? The harrowing of hell, yes, absolutely. He descended into hell on the third day, right? So here it is. Here's Christ with his cross reaching out for Adam. You see the gates broken under his feet, the locks askew. I don't think you can see an image of Satan here, can you? No, that's too bad. This is one of the few images that doesn't show Satan. Usually Satan is down there writhing under the broken gates. This event was very popular in the medieval period as the harrowing of hell. And this reference to Christ's descent into Hades and his sojourn in prison, as they called it, are common in the writings of the church fathers and in all the apocryphal writings of the first three centuries. And medieval theology alleged that Christ descended into limbo during the time between his death on the cross and his resurrection. After breaking through the gates of hell and struggling for 3 days with the devil, he rescued the souls of Adam and the other righteous patriarchs. Here's one of the passages from The Easter Eve homily of Athanasius describes Christ rescuing Adam. Now think of this. I'm going to read you this very theological medieval text. Think of this as the moment when contact is made between the therapist or the helper or the partner and the inner child that's been cut off, okay, in the unconscious. The Lord entered bearing the conquering weapon of the cross. Adam trembled and cried, "My Lord, be with all." And Christ replied, "And with thy spirit." And taking him by the hand, he raised him, saying, "Awake, O sleeping one, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Arise, O sleeping one, arise, for I did not make thee to be bound in Hades. Arise from the dead, I am the life of the dead. Arise, my image, arise, my form, who was made in my image. Arise and let us go hence, for thou art in me, and I am in thee, and in undivided person we exist." Now, is the psyche wise or what? I mean, here you have this ancient text saying, you know, the two worlds come together here. Kairos ruptures Kronos and redeems it. It will never be the same again. In an undivided person we exist. I am in you and you are in me. In an undivided person we exist. If you can reach that moment in a therapeutic dialogue, it's amazing the healing that happens, because something, it's not just a connection between you and the patient or you and the patient's unconscious, but a third thing enters, and we don't know what that is. It's a great mystery, and this story is about that mystery. Okay. You know what I'm going to suggest? I'm getting hoarse, and I think I will solve this problem if I have a drink of hot water from the cafeteria. And I see some of the others of you, we're now over an hour into this. I suggest we take a 5-minute break, okay? And run to the bathroom or stand up and stretch, and I'm going to walk out and get a drink of hot tea, and I'll be right back. And then we'll complete our journey.